We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:26 on a Wednesday night. Joe Giglio with you, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz behind the glass, Tom Kelly on the updates, and live in studio right now getting set for his first solo show on WIP.
Thanks for having me on, man.
That's right. Low energy, Elliot Shore Parks. What's up, man?
Joe, I need advice from you for my first show.
Oh, this is show advice?
This is show advice, yes.
Have a take.
Well, I always have a take.
Okay, well, I know that.
Not a coward.
You're not a coward. So that you have the first step down. Don't be a coward. I think here's my take, because I used to do a lot of 10 to 2s, which you're doing tonight.
Right.
Have you ever interacted with Big Daddy?
No, I haven't. But what's funny is, growing up, listening to WIP every night, I always remember his song that he would start a show with would wake me up, and I'd go, and then I'd turn the radio.
And now you're going to end your night.
Now, yeah, exactly. Now I'm ending my night with it.
Your crossover with Big Daddy will be unique. It'll be unlike anything else. He's gonna drive in when you're talking, like at 1 o'clock, and he's going to pick out something you said, and you might forget saying it because it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and he will want to talk about it for 10 minutes at 1:50.
Well, I hope it's a take I really believe that I said.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's all I say, though.
I don't know. Have fun. You have Jack for 2 hours. I guess, is Mike producing you tonight?
12 to 2.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure, because sometimes he does the Phillies game. So you have good producers. I wouldn't say great, but you have good producers.
Average,
below average producers back there.
Only for the first 2 hours. And then, yeah. And then it gets up a little bit.
Yeah, so it'll get better at midnight. But I'm excited. So you've been doing Go Birds now for how long? A while.
Since the whole season, yeah.
Yeah, the whole, so at least 6-8 months.
Also, me and you, man, this is the first time I think we've ever recorded face-to-face, but we used to do that podcast for, 2 years?
Our old Eagles podcast.
Our old Eagles podcast.
Yes, over at NJ.com. Yes, Mark Eckel, I haven't talked to in a while.
I talk to him once a week. He pretends not to be interested in the Eagles still, but...
Oh, it's a lie.
It was tough for him to see Howie win. I'll just say that.
He was anti-Howie.
He covered
the Eagles for decades.
I would say nobody has covered more Eagles games in the history of this team than Mark Eckel.
And Rube?
Rube might be second. They were partners for a while. But Mark Eckel covered the team, I think, for 35 years. Went to almost every game.
And he was part of our podcast. So, yeah, you're right. We have never done anything live in person. You've been on the phone a lot. We've had you for Parks. Is your show called Parks After Dark?
Well, someone tweeted me Evenings with Elliot, but I can't decide if that's too close to the evening show.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, we used to have... So when Bartrid comes on, sometimes he'll do the late show, he calls it, or something. I don't know, something like that.
He calls it the late show.
The late show.
Like, no, I don't like that.
You don't like the late show?
No, I don't like the late show. No.
But you can call it Evenings with Elliot if you want. There's no intrusion.
But why don't you, even evenings, it's 10 o'clock at night. At some point, the evening has to get cut off.
So when is that?
The evening cutoff? Like, right when we turn on the mics? I think 6 o'clock is the end of the evening, like dusk, evening,
wait,
same
so,
thing.
But it's the evening show.
Well, I know.
So you're saying the whole show's a lie?
It's like your three question Tuesday or whatever you guys do.
First of all, it's Thursday.
First off, I mean, Elliot, like, do you want me to shut your mic off right now?
It's three question Thursday. And
it's actually three clue Thursday.
All right. You know, I'll take you inside the show here. And I'll put this as bluntly as possible. We tried three question Thursday. It was too hard. People couldn't get three questions about each thing, so we had to dumb it down. All right, Elliot. Let's talk some Eagles here. So let's do the schedule first, and then I know you were there the other day, the start of the offseason program, and Wentz talked. For initial thoughts on the schedule, because the first thing that jumped out to me was October has a really difficult three-game stretch with at Minnesota, at Dallas, at Buffalo.
My biggest takeaway was the last time Carson Wentz was on the field, we did not see this team go on the road and beat quality opponents.
Nope.
Carson is going to have to prove very early on this year that he's capable of doing that. Because as you mentioned, even week 2 at Atlanta, primetime game, that is not an easy game.
They'll be way better this year too, Atlanta.
And Atlanta is way better in Atlanta than they are in Philly. So it's tough that you have to go there. That's a tough one. Going to Green Bay on a Thursday night on a short week, that's an extremely tough game. Remember, their new head coach, Matt LaFleur, he was the offensive coordinator for the Titans last year that put up 26 points on Jim Schwartz. Now he has Aaron Rodgers. So you would think that's going to be a tough one. I agree with you. I think that three-game stretch at Minnesota, at Buffalo, and at Dallas is in there. That'll almost decide the season. But the best thing about the schedule for the Eagles is They can get off to a slow start. That last month of the season is so easy. They should be able to really turn things around if they do get off to a slow start.
So after the bye, New England is here, Seattle's here. I think they could split that. They could lose both, two playoff teams.
Well, you would have to pick them to lose both. It's possible they could win one, but they're not as good as either of those teams.
After that, at Miami, this is what you're talking about. At Miami, Giants here on a Monday night. At Washington, Dallas here, and then at the Giants. If they don't go 4-1 there, it's ridiculous. And the Dallas game probably determines the division.
They might have to go 4-1.
Yeah.
Because the beginning of that, I think I heard you say it in the previous segment, they might start 5-5. 4-5, something like that.
I think they're 5-5 after the Patriots game with Seattle and then into the easy part. So
yeah.
that's six games where 5-1 is probably what they need to win the division.
And I think that sets up well because if you remember last year before Carson went down, this team was improving. I know they lost that Dallas game. Didn't play great to start, obviously, but came on at the end. I think that would have been three wins in a row had they pulled this one off. So I think, once again, Carson probably going to miss a portion of off-season workouts. You would think would be there for training camp, but, you know, who knows at this point, right? So I think you could see a slow start, and I do think the ending where the schedule makers really helped them out is this Eagles team will have the ability to get hot at the end of the year and potentially get hot heading into the playoffs.
All right, let's talk about Carson. So the other day, the Eagles opened their offseason program, and Carson is there, and he speaks. And, Elliot, I texted you about this the other night because I was re-listening to it, and I was like, wait a second. So in December, when he went down after the Dallas game and they put him on the shelf, Doug Peters had said it was probably an injury that needed 3 months to heal. Now, they never ruled him out. They always said maybe because it wasn't, you know, it was the kind of injury maybe he could play through. But they said 3 months to heal. And then you talked to him the other day, and he was noncommittal about OTAs, which are in late May.
Late May. And here's the other thing. Remember, when the Eagles first announced this injury, it was after the Cowboys game. It was that Wednesday. So it wasn't even on the Monday. It was that Wednesday after the game.
Yep.
Doug comes up. He says, all right, I'm going to announce injuries, which he never really does. Goes through all the players. Last one he says, and Carson's back sore, he's going to miss practice today. That was December. So we've gone from a sore back that didn't even rule him out of the game that week to now being out December, January, February, March, April at least, potentially next month as well, 6 months. And if you figure he hurt it in October, since that's when he was first on the injury report, you're talking about a back injury here that he's potentially been physically dealing with for 7 to 8 months.
You said something a few minutes ago. It's a good point because last year when Carson struggled and people started to defend him or say why, you know, when he gets healthy, he's going to be fine. I kept hearing he didn't have a healthy offseason. He's not going to have a healthy offseason this year. That's out again.
He'll have a healthier offseason
healthier
than he did. I mean, look, last year in training camp, it can't be stressed enough how little reps he took. I track every rep at training camp that we're allowed to watch, and it's like 80% of the practices. I think he had something like 100 pass attempts, whereas prior to 2017, when he was an MVP caliber player, he threw the ball almost 300 times. So he did have way less reps heading into the season. The question is, will the back impact him? And at this point, we know the bone's not healed, even though it's supposed to be 3 months. And we know he won't guarantee he'll be out on the field May 21st for the first team practice. So do I think he'll be ready for training camp? Yes, I do. Is it a guarantee? At this point, I don't really know.
All right, Elliot, but while I have you here, the draft is a week from tomorrow. Eagles with the 25th pick. I can't figure out what they're going to do. Usually I have a read or an idea, but they seem to, well, what Howie did this offseason is give them no one glaring hole, which
right.
is a good job by him. So they don't have to pick any one thing in the draft, but I mean, I've seen you've written stories on the wide receivers available, the running back. I know they got Jordan Howard. I still would like another back at some point, probably not first round. Offensive line, defensive line. I don't know where I don't have a feel for where they're going.
Well, that's how what Howie wants, right?
Yep.
I mean, he might be the biggest wild card in the NFL when it comes to what they'll do. We talked to Howie this week, and Howie, once again, he's great at talking to the media and not giving anything away. That's his job. It's what he wants to do when he talks to us. I got the vibe that, and what he continually has said, is I'm going to build from the lines out. It's how I came up in the NFL. It's what I saw with Andy Reid. It's what I saw with my earlier careers. I think at number 25, if they stay there, they would prefer to take a defensive or offensive lineman. If the board doesn't break that way, I think they'll go back to really what the theme of the offseason has been, which is helping Carson Wentz. Jordan
Your
Howard.
Boy.
Yeah, my boy. Got paid by San Fran. Jordan Howard, DeShaun Jackson, keeping Nelson Aguilar. They clearly want Carson to have a breakout year. So if you're sitting there at 25, you can't trade back, you didn't trade up, the draft board's not breaking their way, I could see them potentially going receiver in the first round.
Which wouldn't be shocking. I think it'd be surprising to some people, but when you think about their receiver room, Alshon's not young and he's had injuries. Deshaun is older.
Also, never clicks with Carson, for what it's worth. Does not play as well with Carson on the field as he does with Foles.
Yeah, I mean, with Foles, he was at his best last year. So you have the Alshon thing. You have Deshaun is old, and at some point he's going to lose it. And then you have Aguilar only for 1 year. It's not like this is a long-term thing. They don't have a long-term answer to pair with Carson Wentz.
And Deshaun, although I do think he might be a player at this point that might just never lose a step. I mean, he hasn't done it yet. Like, you see those physical freak
like
guys.
Like Darryl Green, the old corner.
Right, but even so, he missed, what, I think 4 games last year? So if he goes down, you have nobody behind him. Matt Collins has been a disappointment. Shelton Gibson's been a disappointment. So if you were to take a guy like Hollywood Brown out of Oklahoma, I think he would fit in a lot of ways. He would back up Deshaun if he went down, or he could be a replacement next year for either Aguilar or Deshaun.
And he's got a good name.
Oh, he's got a great name.
Hollywood Brown, that's a franchise
name.
And
look, what's his team need more than anything else than explosive players on offense? And so I don't think it's a bad thing to just add another one and see how you can fit him.
I agree. 888-729-9494. Let's take a phone call here. Todd in South Philly wants to chime in on Evening's Elliot. What's up, Todd?
Yo, Joe. Yo, Elliot. How you guys doing?
Good, Todd. What's up?
Nothing much. So I was the one who tweeted you with Evenings with Elliot. And it is a little late for it. I'm not going to lie, but I like it better than Parks After Dark.
So here's the thing, Todd. It's actually a little early for you to be calling because I don't go on until 10. So unfortunately, I wish you would have just waited.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's
okay. If I can sneak out and call around like 12:05, I will, because technically that'll be tomorrow and Jack won't let me on if it's before then. So I'll call when Mike's producing at like 12:05 and see if he lets me on. We'll see.
Evenings with Elliot, good enough to hopefully use your job over.
Todd, you keep that job, all right, man? We'll talk soon.
All right, later.
There he goes, Todd from South Philly. So he threw out the Evenings with Elliot thing. Yeah, I would think that if Todd calls back later, he probably gets through. We'll see. We'll see what the what kind of...
Not on my watch.
What kind of ship Angelina runs. Fritz over here.
Tight ship.
Tight ship. All right, so Elliot, the Eagles have number 25, and they have 2 second-round picks. They have a lot of ammo early in this draft. It really feels like they could do whatever they want, position-wise, or if they want to, how we could trade up or back again. Like this, it's one of the more unpredictable drafts they've had in a while.
Well, and one thing Howie said this week was, we're not going to get younger just for the sake of getting younger. So you could look at this team and say they're old. They have 3 picks in the first two rounds.
They are old. It's an old team.
They are old. They are. They have 3 picks in the first two rounds. This is a chance for them to kind of get a lot of youth on this team. What Howie said was, we're not going to get young just to get young. We just want to add good players, however old they are. So if the Eagles are sitting there at 25 and a guy like Ed Oliver starts to fall, a guy like Montez Sweat starts to fall, they have the ability to get pretty high up if a team is willing to move down. So I think it's more likely, in my opinion, the Eagles will move up. They said that last year when they traded out of the first round, they looked at this year's draft as extremely deep and extremely talented. I think by that they mean elite talent at the top. And so I personally believe there's a better chance Eagles trade up than trade back next week.
A trade up would be fun. Ed Oliver is...
But Howie does.
Ed Oliver, you know, he had a weird career and they had a thing with the coach at Houston. Yeah. That guy could play.
Yeah.
Him next to Fletcher Cox would be an amazing duo.
And not to mention, look, Fletcher Cox is maybe the best player on the team. He's maybe the best defensive tackle other than Aaron Donald. He's entering what? Ninth year, maybe?
It was 20.
Eighth or ninth?
2012, so, he was picked?
I mean, I'm not saying you're drafting his replacement by any means, but.
Eighth year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, he just had foot surgery. Ed Oliver could be your Fletcher Cox for the next 10 years.
And think about that pick, and they moved up in that first round to get him. I mean, he's anchored their defense for 8 years now.
And look, Malik Jackson, I think, is really good. I think he'll play well, but you need a really good third defensive tackle on this defense, and they don't have one right now.
No, last year it just felt like they took people off the street and put them in.
They basically did.
Yeah. All right, Evenings with Elliot, Parks After Dark, Elliot Shore Parks. He's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. You guys keep listening. Elliot will come up soon. I appreciate him hopping in. 888-729-9494. Back to your phone calls on the other side on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.